This is the Sakarmoli of the 21st of February 2025. Essence. Sweet children, in order to pass with honours, your intellect's yoga should not wander even slightly. Remember the One Father alone. Those who remember anyone's body cannot claim a high status. Question. What is the highest destination? Answer. The highest destination for you souls is to die alive and belong to the One Father alone, not to remember anyone else and completely forget all consciousness of your bodies. The highest destination is to make your stage constantly soul conscious. It is through this that you will attain your Karmateet stage. Song. You are the ocean of love. We thirst for one drop. Om Shanti. Now, this song is wrong. Instead of love, it should be the ocean of knowledge. You can't fill an urn with love. You can fill an urn with the water of the Ganges, etc. So that praise belongs to the path of devotion. That is wrong, and this is right. First of all, the Father is the ocean of knowledge. Even if you children have a little of this knowledge, you can claim a very high status. You children know that at this time, you definitely are members of this living Dilwala temple. That Dilwala temple is non-living, whereas this is the living Dilwala temple. This too is a wonder. You are sitting here in living forms, whereas that is your non-living memorial. However, human beings do not understand anything. As you progress further, they will come to understand that this is definitely God the Father's university and that God is teaching here. There cannot be any university greater than this one. They will understand that this is the living Dilwala temple. That Dilwala temple is an accurate memorial of you. Above on the ceiling, they have portrayed the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty. Then Adidev, Adidevi, and you children are portrayed sitting on the floor in yoga. This one's name is Brahma, and Saraswati is the daughter of Brahma. Since there is Prajapita Brahma, there must also definitely be the gopis and gopis. Those images are non-living. Those images are of those who lived in the past, just as when someone dies, they very quickly make a picture of him. If they don't know his position or biography, if they don't write what his occupation was, that photograph would be of no use, because it is through this that you find out what particular work that person carried out. Now, although there are temples to the deities, no one knows their occupations or biographies. No one knows Shiv Baba, the highest on high. At this time, you children know everyone's biography. You know who the main ones who existed in the past were and why they are worshipped. God is the highest on high. People celebrate Shivratri. Therefore, he must definitely have incarnated. However, no one knows when he incarnated or what he did when he came. Together with Shiva, there is Brahma, who was Adidev and who was Adidevi. Why have they been portrayed with so many arms? That is to symbolize the growth that took place. So much expansion takes place through Prajapita Brahma. They say of Brahma that he has 100 arms, that he has 1,000 arms. They do not speak about the many arms of Vishnu or Shankar. Why do they say this of Brahma? The whole creation is that of Prajapita Brahma. There is no question of that many physical arms. Even though they speak of Brahma with 1,000 arms, they do not know the meaning of that. You can now see in a practical way how many arms Brahma has. These arms are unlimited. Everyone accepts Prajapita Brahma, but they do not know his occupation. A soul doesn't have arms. It is the body that has arms. There are millions of brothers, and so how many arms would there be? However, they first have to understand all of this knowledge clearly. After that, you can then relate all of these things to them. The first and main thing is that the One Father says, "Remember me and remember the inheritance." The ocean of knowledge has also been remembered. He gives so many points of this knowledge. Not all of these points can be remembered. Just the essence remains in the intellect. Finally, the essence that remains is Manmanabhav. Sri Krishna cannot be the ocean of knowledge. He is part of creation. Only the One Father is the creator. It is the Father who gives everyone the inheritance and takes everyone back home. The home of the Father and the home of souls is the abode of silence. The land of Vishnu is not called the Father's home. The incorporeal world where souls reside is the home. Sensible children are able to imbibe all of these aspects. Not all of this knowledge can remain in anyone's intellect, nor are you able to write that much on paper. If you were to collect all of these murlis together, the whole hall would be filled with them. In other studies, there are so many books. Once people have passed their examinations, just the essence remains in their intellects. When they pass their law exams, they have temporary happiness for one birth. That brings them a perishable income. This Father enables you to earn an imperishable income for the future. Gurus and holy men, etc., only enable people to earn a perishable income. When destruction comes closer, that income will decrease. You would say that the income actually increases, but it's not so. All of this is going to be destroyed. Previously, kings had their own income, etc., to use. Nowadays, they don't even have that. Your income lasts for so long. You know that this drama is predestined and that no one in the world knows about it. Each one of you imbibes this number-wise. Some of you are not able to explain anything. Some say that they explain to their friends and relatives, etc., but that too is only for a temporary period. Why aren't you able to explain these things to others at the exhibitions, etc.? Because you haven't imbibed them accurately. Don't consider yourselves to be so clever. If you are enthusiastic about serving, listen to those who explain clearly. The Father has come to enable you to claim a high status, and so you do have to make some effort. However, if it's not in your fortune, you don't even accept Srimat, and your status is then destroyed. This kingdom is being established according to the Dharma plan. All varieties are needed for this kingdom. You children can understand that some will become good subjects and some less so. The Father says, I have come to teach you Raja Yoga. There are the images of the kings in the Dilwala temple. Those who become worthy of worship become worshippers later. The status of those kings and queens is high. Even when they fall onto the path of sin, there are also kingdoms with wealthy people. In the Jagannath temple, everyone is shown wearing a crown. Subjects don't wear crowns. Those kings and queens wearing crowns are also portrayed indulging in vice. They too have a great deal of happiness and wealth, but some would have more wealth and some less. There is, of course, a difference between palaces studded with diamonds and palaces of silver. Therefore, the Father says to you children, make good effort to claim a high status. Kings have greater happiness. There, everyone is happy, whereas here, everyone is unhappy. Everyone here experiences illness, etc. There is only happiness there, but their status is still number wise. The Father says, constantly continue to make effort. Don't be lazy. It is understood from the efforts you make what kind of salvation you will receive according to the Dharma. In order to claim salvation, you must follow Srimat. If a student doesn't follow the instructions that his teacher gives him, he is useless. All of you are number-wise according to the efforts you make. If you say that you are unable to do something, then what would you learn? You have to study and become wise so that people will say that you explain very well. However, you souls do have to die alive and only belong to the one Father. The highest destination is not to remember anyone else and to break all your body consciousness. You have to forget everything. The high destination is when you have made your stage completely soul conscious. Souls up there are bodiless, and then they come down here and adopt bodies. Now, whilst you are here, you must consider yourselves to be bodiless. This effort is very great. You have to consider yourselves to be souls and attain your karmatit stage. Even a snake has enough sense to discard its old skin. You also have to discard your body consciousness. When you are in the supreme abode, you are soul conscious anyway. While you are here and in bodies, you must consider yourselves to be souls. The consciousness of bodies should be broken. This is such a huge examination that God Himself has to come to teach you. No one else would say, renounce all relationships of bodies and belong to me. Consider yourselves to be incorporeal souls. You should have no consciousness of anything else at all. Maya traps you in the consciousness of one another's bodies. This is why Baba says that you mustn't even remember this corporeal one. Baba says you even have to forget your own bodies and remember the One Father. This does take a lot of effort. Maya traps even very good children in the names and forms of others. That habit is very bad. To remember someone's body means to remember evil spirits. I tell you to remember one Shiv Baba alone, but you then keep remembering the five evil spirits. Let there not be any attachment to anyone's body. You have to study with your teacher, but you mustn't become trapped in that teacher's name or form. It does take effort to become soul conscious. Many children send their charts to Baba, but Baba doesn't have faith in them. Some say, I remember no one but Shiv Baba. However, Baba knows that the remembrance they have isn't worth even a penny. It is remembrance that takes great effort. Souls get trapped by someone or other. To remember a bodily being means to remember the five evil spirits. It is also known as the worship of evil spirits. You remember evil spirits. Here you only remember one Shiv Baba. There is no question of worshipping. You have completely finished all name and trace of devotion. And so why do you remember those images? They too are made of clay. The father says, all of this is fixed in the drama. I have to change you from worshippers into those who are worthy of worship. You must not remember any bodily beings at all. No one but the One Father. When you souls become pure, you will receive pure bodies. Now those bodies are not pure. Whilst souls are changing from Sato Pradhan to Sato, Rajo and Tamo, they receive bodies accordingly. You souls are now continuing to be purified, but your bodies will not become pure here. These things have to be understood. These points will sit in the intellects of those who understand them well and who continue to explain them to others. It is souls that have to become Sato Pradhan. It takes great effort to remember the Father. Some of you aren't able to have the slightest remembrance. In order to pass with honours, your intellect's yoga mustn't wander anywhere, even slightly. You should only have remembrance of the One Father, but your intellect's yoga keeps wandering around. The more you make others equal to yourselves, the higher the status you will claim. Those who remember someone's body can never claim a high status. You have to pass with honours here. How can you claim a high status unless you make this effort? Those who remember someone's body are unable to make any effort at all. The father says, follow the ones who make effort. This one is also an effort maker. This knowledge is unique. No one else in the world knows these things. It isn't in anyone else's intellect how souls change. All of this takes incognito effort. Baba is incognito. How do you claim your kingdom? You don't have to fight or quarrel for this at all. The whole thing is about this knowledge and yoga. You don't have to fight anyone for this. Effort is made to purify souls. When you souls become impure, you also begin to take impure bodies. You souls have to become pure once again and return home. This does take a lot of effort. Baba can understand what effort each of you makes. This is Shiv Baba's treasure store. You are doing service in Shiv Baba's treasure store. If you do not serve now, you claim a status worth pennies. If you come here to the Father to serve and you don't serve, what status are you going to claim? A kingdom is being established here. Servants, etc., also have to be created here. It is now that you conquer Ravan. There is no other war. This aspect that is now being explained to you is very incognito. You attain the kingdom of the world with your power of yoga. You know that you are residents of your abode of peace. You children should only remember your unlimited home. We have come here in order to play our parts, and we will then return to that home. No one understands how souls return. Souls then have to come down here according to the Dharma plan. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Baptada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Do not have attachment to any bodily beings. To remember someone's body means to remember the evil spirits. Therefore, do not become trapped in anyone's name or form. You must even forget your own body. 2. Accumulate an imperishable income for the future. Become sensible and make your intellect imbibe points of this knowledge. Understand the things that the Father explains and then explain them to others. Blessing. May you be a victorious Mahavir who, with the awareness of your victory every cycle, calls out to Maya, your enemy, to come. Victorious Mahavir children are not afraid when they see their paper because, as they are Trikaldarshi, they know that they become victorious every cycle. Mahavir children can never say, Baba, do not send Maya to us. Have mercy. Give me blessings, give me power. What can I do? Show me the path. This is weakness. Mahavir children call out to their enemy, "Come so that I can be victorious." Slogan: warning you of the time is for you to become equal and complete. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. In order to attain any type of success, you first need solitude and concentration. You can achieve success by using these two things. In the pictures of your memorials, people adopt two special qualities in order to achieve success: solitude and concentration. You also need to adopt this method in the corporeal form. Because of lacking concentration, you lack determined faith. Because you lack being in solitude, ordinary thoughts weaken the seed. Therefore, become an embodiment of success by using this method. Om Shanti.